take care of two birthdays there from the coast, because our Book of Days tells us it's a birthday for Kenny Jones, who, of course, took the place of Keith Moon behind the drum kit in The Who. No pressure there. Big shoes to fill, and Kenny's not a big guy, because he was in the Small Faces as well as the Faces. And no, maybe not a Keith Moon, but still pretty darn good. There's The Who, and I'm Free. And also, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, founding bassist Ron Blair's birthday. Today we are Here Comes My Girl, as we are coming up on 7:32. Rogelski is on vacation this week. Let's go over to Frank Harzell, sitting in at the Coast News Desk. This update brought to you by MCN, Mendocino Community Network, local internet service on the coast.
The Dingham family has purchased the Gray Whale Inn, one of Fort Bragg's grandest landmarks, built as a town's hospital in 1915. Located at the north end of Main Street, the structure was commissioned by the Union Lumber Company, who wanted to make sure there was a hospital in town and brought to life by a community-wide collective effort. Stay tuned. We'll have more information about what's going to be happening there. Caltrans has canceled all the overnight closures for Jack Peters Creek Bridge that had been set for this week. Yesterday, after the broadcast, a listener reader contacted me about a sight that shocked her. Two pallets of 55-gallon drums, like I think eight of them, that had contained materials labeled toxic being used in the Bainbridge Park construction site were being offered for free giveaway. They were now empty, but anyway, the city took immediate action to end the barrel giveaway. After we contacted them. So there are two big meetings about major projects that are happening in the outdoors this week. That is the meetings of this week in Ukiah and Fort Bragg. Imagine climbing to the top of the mountain above Ukiah and seeing everything for miles and miles. You can go out to the Ukiah City Council's regular meeting on Wednesday and talk and hear about the Lookout Trail Peak Project, 22 miles of passive use trails in the 700-acre hills area. Today, the city of Fort Bragg has two meetings at Town Hall. You have your choice to try to get everybody to talk about the three reservoirs it hopes to build. There's a lot of issues, from environmental issues to recreation issues, to be discussed there, and you can stop by and talk to the city. Those are lands north of Highway 20. You go out Highway 20 and headed to Willits. You look to the left, just past the Humane Society, and there's an existing reservoir there next to the Humane Society. Each of the three is proposed to be about the same size as that one. Input will be taken in person and in writing, but not by Zoom, although a link is provided for viewing. And the city has also announced a special meeting on Thursday at 4 p.m. where a PowerPoint on the future revenue and ideas for the CV Star Center will be shown. It's presented by a consultant named 110% Incorporated. Mendocino County Public Radio, for which KOZT recently helped raise funds after federal budget cuts, has announced a $175,000 anonymous donation. On the front page, we have Israel has launched a ground assault in Gaza with the troops marching in and high-rises being hit. And the Sundance Kid has died at 89. Robert Redford used his star power from fantastic films like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, and The Sting to create, as director and producer, films with punch and, he hoped, meaning. And he also founded the Sundance Film Festival. In business, the Environmental Protection Agency moved on Friday to stop requiring thousands of polluting facilities to report the amount of heat-trapping greenhouse gases they report into the air, that they broadcast into the air. The EPA says it's making the move as part of President Trump's plan for energy dominance. The stock market is basically still flat. The Dow is down 186 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are just down a couple of points. And sports and weather after this.
The Mendocino Community Network has been providing high-quality, low-cost internet service to our local communities and beyond for the past 30 years. MCN offers high-speed internet called open-air internet in select areas of Fort Bragg, and MCN now offers open-air long range from Fort Bragg to Westport. Save money on phone service with digital voice. Works on just about any internet connection. Go to mcn.org to view pricing and to sign up now, or call 707-937-1444. That's 937-1444. Faster, reliable, local. MCN.
In sports, the Giants lost to the D-backs by an 8-1 score. In weather, hot and dry weather will build through today with gusty north winds near shore, picking up as the days go on the rest of the week. Cooler weather will return also with scattered showers possible Thursday and Friday. The forecast shows that peak heat may not be Wednesday as it was originally feared. Today is the best day to go out on the ocean if you're going to do that. The seas are very flat, but each day they'll get to more and more gale force winds far offshore especially, but also near the shore on Thursday and Thursday night and maybe Friday. And for your high temperatures, Covelo 93, Leggett 93, Laytonville 94, Willits 91, Boonville 85, Ukiah 96, Fort Bragg and Mendocino 69, and Point Arena 67. This broadcast brought to you by MCN, Mendocino Community Network, local internet service on the coast. This is Frank Hartzell sitting in for Joe Rogalski from the coast.